Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, even with a little bit of a bad voice. It doesn't hurt, so don't worry about that. But it's me. It's still me. It's Jim Blasingame, your beloved small business talk show host. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And the show must go on. It not only must go on, it will go on, just like your show goes on every day. You get up and you open the doors to your small business no matter what, right? I mean, if you show up on your small business, how can I encourage you to do that if I don't show up in my small business? So we're going to continue to march here, and you're going to be glad you're staying with me because we got our good buddy Tom Becker back on the show. Tom is a talk show host himself and has a local talk show there in the great state of Nebraska, in the great city of Omaha. He's an award-winning talk show host and as he says, a fairly good stand-up comedian. And he's the author of There's No Business Without the Show. And he's our good friend, Tom Becker. Welcome back.
Jim, you know, just to say, yeah, the show must go on. You know, you got to get up there, you got to perform, and you got to have that attitude. And that's the whole premise of my book, basically, is using show business techniques to get through business. Because there's so much in common from being an entertainer, being a performer, and a salesperson being in front of a customer. It's the same thing as an entertainer being up on stage.
Yeah.
And that's sort of my whole premise on business. And that's my premise in life, is that everything is show business.
Yeah. You know, I remember a few years ago, Hurricane Isabella came through D.C. in the middle of Small Business Week. And the city shut down. I mean, there were hundreds of people, probably a couple thousand people, who were going to be coming to the event, the Small Business Week event that day after the night of the hurricane. I mean, it was so bad, they got the president and the vice president out of town. And so I had a bunch of people calling me. And, I mean, the government shut down. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people calling me, and they said, what are we going to do? Are we still going to have our events today? I said, let me tell you something. We're small business owners. We show up.
You have to.
And you know what? That day, it was as if nothing had happened. Everybody showed up. That's the way small business owners are. And Tom, I know you agree with me. That's the reason why we admire them so much.
Well, definitely, definitely. I mean, that attitude, that tenacity, that perseverance to say, look, you know, I've got a job to do. I've got a place to be, and I'm going to live up to that commitment. That is actually the second R that I've talked about, and that's respect, which is... You've got to have that respect. You've got to have that integrity. And I think successful small business owners have that integrity so they get that respect to bring in the money.
And you know, Tom, there's one practical aspect to this, too. If you're going to call in sick, who's going to answer the phone?
Yeah, no, you're right.
There's nobody.
Look, you've got a job to do. You've got people depending on you. I had this interview scheduled for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just say, oops, sorry, Tom, too bad, put you back off a few weeks,
or
whatever. I mean, there are responsibilities, and you're right. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, and people, I think, in general, don't understand this. If you take a look at all the entertainers, I mean, it takes an awful lot for a concert to be canceled.
Right.
You know, you get entertainers going out there, and it doesn't matter what else is going on in their life. As long as they can get up there on stage and do the job, they're going to do the job.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? As long as you're not on your deathbed and you can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, laryngitis for a radio talk show host is close to a deathbed.
Yeah.
But as long as you're not, you know, on your deathbed, you got to find a way to make it happen.
Well, at least I'm not a singer, and my audience is glad that I'm not going to try to do that. Hey, Tom, talk to us about what you call the three R's of recognition.
Okay, yeah, recognition, respect, and reward are the three R's that I talk about. Recognition, of course, is, you know, getting out there so people understand who you are. You know, we talked in my book, we talked about creating an image. Just as any successful entertainer, any successful show business person has an image. If I mentioned anybody from Jay Leno to Tom Hanks to Dolly Parton to down the list, anybody I mention, they have a solid image. They have, right away, something comes in mind. What happens when people think of you? Are you just one of many? Are you just one in the background? The analogy I make is there are, you know, a million actors out there.
Mm-hmm.
There are actors out there like Colin Farrell that, you know, are getting the star roles, and there are actors out there that are just playing waiter number two. the amount of talent and the amount of good looks between waiter number two and a Colin Farrell is minimal.
Yeah.
So what is Colin doing to help get his name out there, to help there be that star, as opposed to the guy who's just schlepping around in the background? And so we deal with that. So recognition, you've got to get out there and not be afraid. Not be afraid to be recognized. Not be afraid to be noticed. Not to be afraid to put yourself out
and
there,
you know, that's
the way
that
great entertainers do.
That's one of the things that small business owners have a problem with. Small business owners are typically modest people. They're not braggarts, you know, and they've got to figure out how, all of us have to figure out how to have a balance between being overly pushy, in getting recognition for ourselves, but also not hiding from the spotlight.
In a good way, yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, you don't want to be a jerk about it, but indeed, don't be ashamed of your accomplishments. I mean, for instance, how many actors out there, before they come on the Tonight Show or Letterman or are introduced in any event, they're always introduced as Academy Award winning actor,
right.
You know, or Grammy Award winning singer, or, you know, I mean, you put those awards out there to say, hey, look, I've got some credibility. Pay attention to what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And the small business owner needs to be doing that same thing, to be out there and talking about, hey, if you've won awards or whatever your slogan is, to keep you out there, to keep you that hook in people's mind. So that's the first star we talked about.
And one of the things that you can do to get yourself some more recognition is just to tell the truth when something good does happen, and one of the ways you do that is through public press releases.
Well, yeah, press releases are one way. I mean, another way would be get involved with your local media. Be that go-to person with your local radio talk show host, so that if there's a problem in your industry, if there's a topic in your industry, they go to you as
the newspaper,
the
television
guy.
Right, the newspaper, television stations, let them know that if they need to talk to somebody about these things, that you're somebody they can get to quickly. Give them your cell number, give them your contact information, and because that should, whenever you're featured like that, you're featured as an expert.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a, for instance, here in town in Omaha, there's a real estate guy that has done that very well here in town, and he goes out, so if there's a question about the housing prices, there's a question about interest rates or whatever, this is the guy that everybody goes to. And, you know, and he's become an excellent and the number one real estate agent here in town because he's got that connection with the media and has gone out there and being proud of the fact that he is now that expert. He is that go-to guy.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought, Tom. Tom Becca is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called There's No Business Without the Show. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's 20 after. I'll be right back.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on John and he was holding.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your business. If you want to follow me on Twitter, if you're there on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. So check that out when you get a chance. My voice is just a little off today. It doesn't hurt. We're going to continue to march with our good friend Tom Becca. Tom is the author of There's No Business Without the Show. He's a daily, weekday talk show host there in the great city of Omaha, Nebraska, and does a lot of good work for his community and small businesses across the country when he speaks to them about important things like what we're talking about today, what he calls the three R's, recognition, respect, and reward. We just wrapped up recognition. We talked about respect a little bit earlier. Tom, I'm very excited about the way people are regarding small business owners. When I started doing the show back in 97, you almost never heard a politician even say the word small business. It was amazing. I used to watch presidential State of the Union speeches for years. I never heard one of them say anything about small business. Almost never heard them say anything about small business. In the last 12 years, that's changed a lot. Small business is starting to get a little more respect, aren't they?
Oh, definitely getting more respect. People are understanding that, you know, that the small business is the backbone of this country. You know, you talk about, besides talking to businesses and going around the country giving speeches about my book and about the concepts of using show business techniques in a sales presentation, besides doing that, I've also got a regular Friday radio talk show here in Omaha, which is basically geared towards, you know, general topic. We deal with whatever's in the news sort of a thing. Many of my advertisers, I'd say the large percentage of my advertisers, are small business owners.
Right.
And you know what? Look, don't get me wrong. If I'm doing an ad for an AT&T or somebody like that, I want them to be successful with it too.
Right.
But I don't really know the impact that I'm having on that.
I
know that if I'm doing an ad for a gentleman that just a new client right now does seamless gutters, you know, or, you know, starting his own business doing that. Or
right.
If I'm doing an ad for an insulation company, or if I'm doing an ad for a man that, you know, a tailor or whatever, that I know that I'm putting money in their pocket. And that makes me feel good, that I know that my advertising on my program puts money in their pocket. And I help build the small business, the American dream, which is basically,
right.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
I just, a brand new client of mine, husband and wife, just started their own cigar bar. They're going to have a cigar bar here in town. And you know what? And it's been their dream, and they're doing it. And it's just phenomenal to watch the excitement in their eyes as, you know, new customers come in and
right.
as business grows. And it's fun to be a part of that. It's fun to be mm-hmm. a part of the small business community.
Is that part of the reward?
You know, that is part of the reward. You know, I mean, you think of reward, you think about just making your own money. But I think that if you're doing your job right, you get a reward, a self-satisfaction from a job well done, knowing that you're helping others, no matter what business you're in. I mean, obviously, you're in business to make money. I mean, Jim, you're in business to make money.
Yep.
But at the same time, if you make money by helping others, you're making money by helping that small business person right now get an idea that can help them you know, further their business, further their careers. I mean, I'm making money. Look, I want to sell my book. As a matter of fact, my book, There's No Business Without the Show, available now on Amazon.com.
Yeah,
you can
good.
Also download it on Kindle for the Kindle
people.
All right, so I'll give a plug in for that.
Good.
I want to sell the book, but the reward also comes from people writing me afterwards saying, Tom, wow, I read the book. I got a few ideas from it, and it really worked for me.
Right, good. That's great. That's a part of the reward. And, you know, I tell small business owners all the time, when you look in the mirror and you wonder if you're making a difference, you are making a difference for your employees, for your customers, for your community. You do make a difference. You have a secret, R, you want to talk to us about, though, a fourth one.
The fourth one nobody wants to talk about, Jim. Nobody wants to talk about.
What is it?
Rejection.
Ooh.
Rejection. Oh, everybody hates rejection. Everybody hates rejection. But you know what? Rejection is, while it's not great, you shouldn't necessarily, you know, want to embrace it. But at the same time, it's not that bad. It's with rejection where you learn. Rejection can be a great plus. It can be right now, for instance, let's take a look at the late night wars going on right
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Conan O'Brien has been rejected. But you know what? Because of that rejection, he can turn that rejection around into a new and more lucrative contract with Fox or with somebody else. He's going to turn that rejection around and travel the country doing a live show, I believe,
this
summer.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I'd like to be rejected like he was rejected.
I hear you. But even that,
$31 million should take a hike.
But I'll tell you what, you talk to any great entertainer, all right? You talk to any great entertainer, and they're not going to be talking so much about, you know, the millions of dollars they're making movies. They're going to talk about when they were starting out and they couldn't get an audition.
Right.
They're going to talk about when they were starting out trying to get their name out there. They're going to talk about, you know, the times when they were sleeping in their car.
Yeah.
And those are the great stories. Those are the great stories. Nobody wants to hear, oh, hey, look, you know, you made another movie here, and you made another $20 million. Congratulations. Nobody wants to hear that.
But you're
they
right
want to hear the stories about what you had to overcome
right.
to get to that.
You know, and the thing is that if everybody accepted everything we offered, we wouldn't learn very much because we think when we're successful, we think it's because we're so smart. Only when you're rejected, only when someone says no, do you actually look at yourself.
No, you're right. I mean, so, you know, I mean, I'm not saying go out there and just say, oh boy, I hope I get rejected today. But at the same time, if things don't go your way, don't get so down and don't get so depressed. Don't, you know, because all the great entertainers had to go through that. Before you see their name on the marquee, before they're up there trying to get the awards and all that other stuff that goes with it, before any of that happens, they had to get rejected a lot. And the
yep.
rejection helps make you who you are.
Hey, Tom, well said. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us that website. You want to?
Okay, yeah, the website is TomBecka.com, B-E-C-K-A, TomBecka.com. You can also check out my book again on Amazon. There's No Business Without the Show. Tom Becka. Jim
Thanks.
Is
Thanks, Tom. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.